mine is like so mean. The like, biggest motivation.
I guess I should like out my game and be more mean. Than,
yeah, you should be more mean.
Younger like, sisters that's, yeah. are like, I have a younger sister. Shout out Ava.
Yeah.
Who always, you know.
Bullies you?
Not necessarily, but just loved getting me in shit. Like,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
Would always do the fake cry. Yeah. Get my parents to come down on me real hard.
That's classic sibling, though.
Yeah.
Classic
yeah.
Give me a little smirk. Give me one of those little smolders. Yes.
And turn a bit.
So, Mike, you know, like, I know you hate talking about your influences, so, like,
yeah.
you
okay,
know.
Let's hear him.
Yeah, so,
what shirt are you wearing?
Some of my like, least, yeah. yeah, so this is my least favorite band ever, Rush. I'm totally not into Rush.
At all.
Genesis. Can't stand Genesis. No, I love Rush, Genesis, Alan Parsons Project,
yes.
Gentle Giant. All of those guys. My brain just got like.
I know my brain kind of.
Way
did
too
too
many.
I was like,
what? Well, yeah, what was it? You were listening to Close to the Edge by Yes, and what was it? Your friend was like, this is.
Yeah, my friend was like, she was like, this is board game music, and I was like,
I took that as a compliment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which honestly, Close to the Edge is, it sounds like it.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Griffin, a little bit of a deep discog dive on that.
Oh, yeah.
Griffin. Red Queen to Griffin 3. That album is amazing.
So go listen to it.
Go kids. Listen to it, everyone okay. out there. Yeah. Close to the Edge as well by Yes.
Dawson likes Tool.
Yeah.
Dawson
there you go.
Tool.
I got a little bit of Dawson's influences there in there. Okay, Rudy, what do you like?
Just one influence.
Yeah, yeah sure, he doesn't sure. listen to any other
no,
music.
No, just
Tool. Tool on repeat.
Just Danny Carey isolated.
He's got a pretty...
Yeah, no, he listens to a lot.
Yeah,
yeah, we're actually, Rudy, you do your deal there.
Yeah, I'm kind of, the kind of rock music that I started listening to when I was little was kind of revolved around, like, prog rock and classic metal. The prog rock is partly how Mike and I bonded when he first joined. So my biggest influences are probably, like, Black Sabbath and Iron Maiden, and then
definitely
some,
Iron Maiden.
Yeah. And then some prog rock similar to Mike, like Yes, Chris Squire is one of my favorite bassists.
Yeah.
Rush, Geddy Lee is an absolute legend. And then, I'd probably say Sabbath is my biggest though. Sabbath, I remember.
Big Geezer, shout out to Geezer.
Yeah.
Happy belated birthday, Geezer. We
I had a bass teacher early on when I was first learning, the same guy who taught Luke,
trumpet
and everything,
a guitar,
yeah.
Nice.
You just teach me all the Geezer Butler Sabbath bass lines. I was like, I want to learn every bass line from Master of Reality.
Did then, you?
Good album.
I did.
Yeah, there you go.
And then,
you're not just a big talker.
Nice.
So probably my major influences.
Cool.
Awesome. That was great. Okay. What do you feel like, you guys have been around a hot minute, so like, what do you feel like your biggest challenges in the local scene are? Just like in terms of like getting yourselves out there, even just like interacting with like the scene in general, like what do you feel like are your biggest challenges?
I mean, I think, you know, I don't really feel the city fully supports music as much as it should.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've seen so many places come and go, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And these places are like mostly DIY places,
but they're also non-DIY places that get pushed.
Yeah, like, yeah. There's that happens too for sure.
Sure.
But like just seen a lot of places come and go that have really done wonders for the music scene here, and not only the music scene but just like community too.
Absolutely.
Like that's why we love playing the DIY spaces, you know, the sense of community is really there, and it's a spot for anybody to go out there and just be themselves, and you'll meet like-minded people and probably make some really really good friends. So
absolutely.
I mean yeah, I think that's one for sure.
Yeah, it's just hard to have spaces like that because they're all like volunteer run.
Yeah.
Half of them, like nobody's really making anything.
Like, nobody's
they're
making
really,
any money.
Yeah. They're really like you. The art scene demands so much of like your body, mind, soul, like every bit of what you have. Like as an artist, it's not just like being a musician. You're also like a social media manager and booking your own tours and posters and like doing content and like just so much shit that being a musician in this day and age like requires of you, and it's just a lot even for people doing venues and booking and, you know,
for
trying
sure.
their best, especially with Vancouver rent and everything.
Oh, I know.
It's kind of impossible to keep up, and yeah, a lot of the spaces that do have the funding don't prioritize musicians. Like, they're bars and they're places that just want you out at 9 o'clock so they can get their cover head.
Yeah, and like we like playing those places too, to a degree. But I mean, it's just it's not the same. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't really blame people for like showing up being like $30 a ticket. Like, like, I'm not going in there. What, I'm gonna spend $20 on a drink too?
And like, here's the thing: is like Fugazi rule. I feel like it hasn't really been respected for like a long time since like COVID, because like. So Fugazi kind of set this like precedent that like tickets should be no more than $15, and that's why all like local shows, like that's why they, it's a very punk thing to do.
Okay.
But I feel like since COVID and like beyond, it's no longer a thing. It's always like $20-$30 for like a ticket.
Yeah, and a lot of venues will have the pay what you can thing, and I think some people are trying to adapt it. Like, I know Redgate needs to like, you know, keep kids coming in the door and keep their rent on, but like it's difficult because pay what you can is awesome for people in accessibility wise, but then it also results in a lot of people just, even if they can pay, not paying the ticket price.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of that, like, you have to trust people and you have to trust that people are going to give what they can.
Yeah.
So it's a bit of a difficult situation. But yeah, we usually try to keep our prices. Like, if we're able to set them, we keep them at 15. And, like, the accessibility is a big thing. Like, we all grew up in the scene. I've been going to shows since I was 14. So.
Back.
Yeah,
but I think that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good answer. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I definitely feel there's like definitely challenges in terms of like running venues, and then the ones that like, I don't know, the ones that do get like arts funding, I feel like they're just less fun.
Right.
It was just a better vibe than it is now.
Yeah.
But then like it's things like,
as Mike would say.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Where that, or actually no, I know where that. Yeah. Saying it's a stupid meme.
Anyways,
yeah. But yeah, no, it always happens. You go by this place and it's just always packed, always busy.
Yeah.
Amazing reviews,
and then somehow,
and then it's just like, oh, sorry for our community, we have to close next month for reasons, and then it sits empty for like a year and a half.
Yeah, that's the brutal part. Pisses me off.
I live by there, and every time I walk by there, it's like,
dude,
why?
It has been sitting empty since it closed. Like, I swear, no one's even touched it.
We need
it.
To
like,
open it. Like, Green Auto, I feel like it's a bit more clean. Than 333 was such a hole in the wall.
Yeah.
But I really, you know, Green Auto, I get, like, what they're trying to do, but they're just not 333.
No. The thing with Green Auto is that it's
Mike
such an amazing venue because it has someone who's invested in the music scene and has money.
Mike has it figured out down to a science.
Pour money into it, and they pay people what they're worth, they pay their staff well, they pay bands well, and like they have the ability to do that. But when you're just like a DIY kid like Mungo or someone trying to run Grey Lab, you're just have that financial draw behind you, like trying to figure it out and like actually make ends meet and not be in over your head is like,
oh sure,
seems impossible.
Grey Lab especially, it's like downtown, so rent
Shout out Mungo.
We love you, Mungo.
Grey
Lab. Also, isn't Bullies closing too?
Bullies is closing.
That's really unfortunate.
Yeah. You guys used to practice there,
right?
We used to practice there a lot.
Shout out Rob, right?
Rob's name is.
Shout out Rob. It's too bad about Bullies. Rob's great. And we used to practice there all the time. Yeah. All the time back
in
the
day. Actually, on Friday, we played the mezzanine,
right? Yeah. And venue
kind of a similar thing where it's like a practice space that now is opening up to doing shows in the same area, and that was
awesome.
Fun.
Yeah.
The guys who ran it were
super
really
amazing.
Really
Gobo was awesome. They're like, again, really prioritizing musicians and really like putting in money, and like you get a guarantee no matter how many people come in. Like, they're really, really awesome.
It looks like a nice like venue.
It looks nice.
And it's really cool because it's right down like by a bunch of breweries and stuff, and you can hear the music from outside, and so you'll get like foot traffic coming in and stuff too, which
awesome.
Is nice.
That's what you need, like, especially like organic people just coming.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Because it's hard as an artist to like promote yourself and be like, come to my show.
Yeah, and it's a lot of people are like, yeah, I'm totally gonna come, and then
it's
a whole chaotic mess, but. Yes, good to see still some venues trying to pop up and keep going.
So, yeah, go to the mezzanine.
Go to the mezzanine, go to Green Auto, go to Reggae. Please support local DIY spaces.
Go
gym,
go
Reggae,
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
My next question is, where is lunchtime headed? Where do you see, what do you...
Whoa, loaded question. I mean, yeah, we're hopefully going to be trying to record a bit more. Like we said previously, we got two singles that we recorded at the Warehouse with Colton and Jose, and we're really excited about those. They're going to be sick, and you're going to like them a lot. And
You will like them.
Yeah. And yeah, I think we're hoping to, like, record an EP at some point here. We're kind of just in talks right now. But, you know, yeah, recording some new music, playing as much as we can, playing for the people. Mm-hmm.
For the people.
For the people, yeah. And, by the people. Yeah, I don't know, you know, just doing our thing, you know, just riding the waves, you know.
What are you trying to do?
We have, I guess one goal we want to reach is that we haven't done a tour yet.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, we want to try to do that and not be like make it in debt afterwards.
Yeah.
Really? So,
yeah. Probably will, but that's
how to do that.
That's
a part of it.
At least, hopefully not.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, campaign.
At the very least, not super in debt.
Yeah. Just like medium in debt.
Just a little bit of debt.
Who would you tour with if you were to tour? Like, Dream?
Oh, probably
Chronic. Okay, so they're great. We were like chatting with Quinn actually at the mezzanine, and.
Yeah, you just put a show with them.
Yes. Yeah, they're amazing.
We love Chronic.
One of our favorite bands. And yeah, Quinn's brain is just like on it. And I feel like they'd be really fun to tour with. Probably a couple other friends. And, I don't know, there's some places in Chilliwack. There's maybe Kelowna, Kamloops. Like, just do little, like, weekend things here and there is kind of the plan at the moment. And
Or maybe try ripping up to the island. I don't know. We'll see. The world is our oyster.
Yeah.
See what
or at least the province.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Within Canadian dollars.
Yeah, I guess so.
Even down to Seattle would be cool.
Seattle would be sick.
Yes.
We've played with a couple of bands that are from Seattle. Yeah, I remember them telling us, being like, yeah, it's weird here. There's no, like, artist parking. I'm like, artist parking?
Artist parking?
What are you talking about? I was like, yeah, some venues we have, like, artist parking up front. It's like, what
insane.
Is going on? That. That's
insane.
That seems like
no, it's like, unload your car before the bus comes and hits your van.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wild. But yeah. I mean, also our new single.
Oh, right? Yeah. Sorry.
I feel like is a good representation of where we're going musically. I think a lot of the stuff that's currently on streaming services is a bit, like, later and pretty chill. And it's funny sometimes when people, like, find our band, they're like, oh, hey, do you want to play with us? And they're like a little, like, indie pop thing. And we're like, totally down to play. But usually then they hear us play and they're like, oh.
Especially older songs were definitely more on, like, a little indie pop.
Like bedroom pop.
Yeah. I feel like
pop songs.
So, I feel like that happened last year. We did, was a beer fest at Dude Chilling Park. That was, I mean, that was a lot of fun.
I was screaming at children while they were playing in the park. It was
really
awesome.
Cute.
Well, yeah, Terry was really so mean to the children.
She's screaming at children.
Yeah, why are you screaming at children?
Screaming.
We were, like, playing, like, some of our heaviest stuff, and there's, like, little, like, 10-year-old girls doing little cartwheels around.
Yeah.
It was hilarious. So it was really, awesome. Really
that's
cute.
So, that's very cute.
But yeah, Behind the Screen is out. And, I think Daria is right. It's a pretty good representation of kind of where we're heading or what we're interested in. Our stuff was somehow taken off of streaming, so we're dealing with getting stuff back on there. Hopefully we will. That's kind of our plan right now, is to just get more songs out there for you to listen to that also kind of represent us a little bit more. So keep them earlobes peeled.
Yes.
You say open, but
open.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think you listen to
really,
your lobes either.
You can't really open your ear. You could pull
you
it down
open
to open your ear hole.
Stretch it out.
Does that actually help?
Ear hole.
Yeah, I don't think earlobes kind of bring any sound into your ear, but
Let's see. Keep I'm putting my earlobe in my ear as we're talking.
Yeah, I think that.
I can hear it moving around.
I can hear your earlobe or your ear hole moving around.
My earlobe.
You guys are so weird.
Lobe.
Built-in earplugs.
True.
No, I have too many piercings. It won't, like, it won't even.
All right, so keep your earlobes pierced for future music.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and try to wear earplugs at shows. I never do, and I'm probably going to have hearing loss.
Me neither. I'm already deaf. Yeah. I'm already deaf. People talk to me all the time, like, what?
Yeah.
I just have kind of, like, accepted that I'm probably going to need, like, hearing aids by, like, 40. But don't be like me.
You should get, like, cool steampunk hearing aids where it's, like, a big horn.
Yes.
Yeah. That'd be pretty
cool.
They're,
like, studded to look like earrings or something.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
just, I just have trumpets on my ears.
Yeah. There's something like rock and roll about, like, hearing loss, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it's rock and roll.
Yeah.
Exactly.
By the way, I'm writing down, this is very funny. Don't worry about it because I really love bleeping things out, but I'm writing down every time someone swears because you can't swear on the radio.
Oh, sorry.
The reason why.
These guys.
Oh,
okay, I'm writing it down, so it's okay. My friend, oh my god, 2 weeks ago, she was co-hosting with me, and like the literally, we were live, and she said in the first like 2 minutes, and my program coordinator was like, "I know it's not your fault, but Lord." So that's why I like to pre-record because I can't control what people say.
Very smart.
Yeah, we
kind of
do have like what's it, potty mouths? I guess they're
poopy potty mouths.
Sailor, yeah.
You have no idea how hard it is as the person. Primarily on the radio, I have to really
What do you left? Like, gosh darn.
Gosh darn
damn.
It. Sometimes I say piss, and I like really shouldn't say piss, but it's kind of like.
But then the band.
Piss
yeah.
The band.
Yeah.
Really great piss. Band. They're right now, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm seeing them because, oh my god, a Bratmobile's coming. It's actually my birthday, and they're opening for them. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that's awesome. That'll be a fun
B-day.
Nice.
I love when people create shows just for your birthday. That's
awesome. I know, it's for me. It's all for
Which
me.
Is what we totally did for Rudy.
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
Yeah, we tied balloons to him and made him play with them. And then they
I was really hoping he was like outside. It was only two balloons. But I was kind of hoping that I'd just kind of just see Rudy like
float
like
away.
Classic cool. Up, just kind of just start flying.
Yeah, Michael, you should put more helium in them, man.
Yeah. The most I got for free were two.
Oh.
Anymore.
Oh, don't tell him that. You should.
No, you, Michael. You bought those. Those were $100 each. It was $100 balloons.
$0.
I maxed out my credit card.
I got him a free mint from the sushi restaurant. So I can't really talk. Yeah, it was
You're
free.
You're such a good friend.
I think I still have that mint.
Nice.
You're gonna save
savor that mint.
It's gonna be the best mint you've ever eaten. So.
I will.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you guys for coming. I really appreciate talking to you guys. Sick acoustic sec.
Yay.
We are listening to your Shoes Untied on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Lauren, and thanks for tuning in.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks, Lauren. Bye. Bye.
All right, that was an interview with Lunchtime Band. It was such a good time. They definitely. They definitely are use a lot of colorful language, to say the least. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed. And we're going to listen to their new single, Behind the Screen, at first. And then we're going to listen to a few songs off of Mother, one of their EPs from, let me check when it's from. Does it say on their Bandcamp? 2020. So yeah, quite an old album. They've been around for a hot minute, and they've been kind of integral part of the scene. So it's really great talking to them. Anyways, I'm Lauren. You're listening to Your Shoes Untied on CJSF 90.1 FM. Stay tuned after this for Free Voices with Chief. Bye. Find it.
week only. Oh, try to save him from falling. What use can I be of? Give me your hand, let me help you up. And clearly, you've been out there.